Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for your healing grace. We thank you for your presence with us each day. And we ask that you bless us now as we listen and meditate on your word for us. In your name we pray. Amen. It was a truly extraordinary day. I mean, really, this woman didn't even know Jesus was going to be teaching in the synagogue that day. She just wanted to come in from the heat of the late afternoon sun, hear a bit of God's word. In fact, she had waited until all the others were in their usual places before she slipped in at the very back, hoping no one would take notice of her. Yes, she knew all too well how others felt about her, how some would look down their noses at her, so convinced that she had committed some terrible sin, especially to be plagued with such a disfigurement for so long. 18 years it had been. Her back had been bent for all those long and painful years. At first, it just seemed a little hunching over. Some might have called it poor posture. But the fact of the matter is that this poor woman couldn't straighten her back no matter how hard she tried. And over the years, it had grown worse until she was completely bent over. Oh, sure, she could walk with the help of a cane to lean upon, but she couldn't stand up straight. She couldn't look her neighbor in the eye or gaze upward at the stars each night. Mostly the only direction she could focus on was the ground beneath her feet. And so, craning her neck, sometimes she'd look up to see what lay ahead. But this took a lot of effort, and the pain was unbearable. It was easier to stick to familiar pathways, stay out of everyone's way, and just get by, resigning herself to being bent, disfigured, burdened. So on that fateful Sabbath day when she slipped into the back of the synagogue behind everyone else, this poor woman really wasn't expecting more than just some rest, a bit of refreshment in the cool space, and hearing God's voice through the scripture. She noticed someone was speaking she hadn't heard before, and she strained her neck upward to try to see who it was. Then she heard the whispers around her. This was the visiting teacher, the one called Jesus. Well, she had heard about this man. Wasn't he from Nazareth, the son of a local carpenter there? News about him had spread far and wide. How he had stirred up trouble, that his fellow villagers were ready to throw him off the cliff. Apparently, Jesus had been reading a passage of scripture from the prophet Isaiah, something about bringing good news to the poor, release to the captives, sight to the blind, letting the oppressed go free. And then when Jesus had finished reading these profound and holy words, he handed the scroll back to the rabbi and said, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Well, people were stunned by such a bold word. Who did this Jesus think he was? Where did he get this insight? After all, he was just the son of Joseph, the carpenter. Lost in her thoughts for that moment, suddenly this poor crippled woman noticed that everything in the room had gone silent. As she strained to see what was happening, she realized the crowd in front of her was beginning to part. And then she saw him, Jesus, walking across the room, passing by all the men seated in the front, making his way through the women who were present, until there he was, standing right before her. Feeling embarrassed and wanting to just melt into the floor, this poor woman sensed every eye in the place was now focused on her. And then it happened. Jesus began speaking, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." All at once, the pain and tightness in her back that had bound her for so many years began to loosen. And in the next instant, he was reaching out to her, not to embarrass her, but address her tenderly, putting his hands on her shoulders, feeling a warmth and power coursing through her body like nothing she'd ever known before. This once bent and disfigured woman was now able to stand upright for the first time in 18 years. Friends, I can only imagine the expression of shock, surprise, joy that spread across this woman's face, who was now set free. "Woman, you are set free from your ailment," Jesus said, right there in the middle of the house of worship. A wondrous miracle had occurred. Even so, it seemed the local synagogue leader was appalled that Jesus would dare perform such a deed. Why, it was a flagrant violation of the laws surrounding the Sabbath. And so this leader of the faithful starts ranting about how the Sabbath should be properly observed. "Why, aren't there 6 days that work ought to be done? Come on those days and be cured, not on the Sabbath." Well, Jesus responds with a sting. "You hypocrites." The very key to what the Sabbath is all about was being portrayed by Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath, in this healing and release of this suffering woman. "You are set free." What did those words mean to her that day? What could they mean for us? This story seems to leave many questions hanging in the air. Did they then? Do we now get the message? What Sabbath is all about, really? What worship is all about? What time spent with God is all about? "You are set free." The Greek words for set free literally mean untied, to be loosed. To further emphasize the intent of what Jesus was saying, our Lord pushes the point further by saying, "Well, you would untie an animal found in trouble on the Sabbath, wouldn't you? Why not untie or set free someone who has been bound for 18 years, especially on the Sabbath?" Friends, I think that this is what Sabbath is all about. Setting aside intentional time, setting aside God time to invite God into our lives. In many ways, we are the crippled, bent woman in today's tale. For each of us carries our own burdens. Each of us is tied down in some way. Each of us carrying the weight of sin, binding and burdening us. Our Lord Jesus says there's no better way, no better place than the Sabbath, than a time of worship to be loosed, to be released from from our burdens, to be set free by God in order to be all that we are meant to be. So listen again, dear friends, to this good news. Whatever the hang-ups or the hurts that we carry, this is the perfect time, the perfect place to bring them to God, to lay them before the only one who can fully remove all that burdens and binds us. Why focus our energies in such a way? So that when we go out from this time and place, when we re-engage with the world and its hang-ups and hurts, we have this healing time, this time of release. Wounded and wearied by life, we desperately need the time to recharge and reconnect, a time to receive God's promised freedom for a new week. You know, when we think of Sabbath like this, spending Sabbath time, intentional time, with the one who sets us free and re-energizes us, takes on a whole different meaning than just simply going to church. God has always known this about his beloved children. No wonder he commands us to remember the Sabbath, because he knows we need it. When we neglect time with God, we risk missing something that's more valuable than we even realize. We risk missing the healing touch of our Lord and Savior. The woman in our lesson for today discovered this surprising reality, and may it be so for each of us today. Amen.